This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, known as The Loaded Goat, we see Andy and Barney dealing with a goat who ate dynamite. So this is a very different episode of the Andy Griffith Show. We don't see many of these shows where an animal is featured like this. But, you know, we all remember dogs, dogs, dogs. But there are a couple of episodes where animals play a role. And this is just simply a different type episode that we're going to go through and see what happens. It opens up with men in Floyd's barbershop, and ironically, Floyd's not there. And again, I like this technique that Andy Griffith's show utilizes from time to time, where they'll have a character in the show, although the character doesn't appear in the show. In some episodes, we see Barney leaves town, and he writes a letter back to Andy, and Andy will read the letter out loud, and it makes you feel like Barney's in the show. Well, here they're in Floyd's barbershop, and they talk about Floyd and Floyd being away for lunch, but you never see Floyd, but you feel like Floyd is actually there. So in this particular opening scene, the mayor's sitting in the chair, and we hear blasts going in the background, and they talk about how there is a new underpass being built. Then a gentleman by the nickname of Hudge comes in, and he brings a goat into the barbershop, and the goat's name is Jimmy. And the mayor gets a little bit upset because there's a goat in town, feels like it hurts the progress of Mayberry, and Hudge gets mad at the mayor and tells him the only reason he's building that new underpass because it goes by the mayor's brother's filling station, as they call it, and the mayor denies it. And as a funny little scene, the mayor says, God strike me dead if that's not the truth, and that I'm not doing it for that reason. And all of a sudden we hear a blast, and it startles the mayor, and he falls back into the barber chair. Well, Jimmy, the goat, and Hudge go outside, and Hudge ties Jimmy up to a bench. And it doesn't take Jimmy very long that he gets loose, and he walks into the courthouse. And here's where we see Barney for the first time, and Barney's sitting in the courthouse playing what they'll call a French harp, which is really a harmonica for most of us might call it that. And Barney's got his eyes closed, or he's really focused playing, and the goat goes right up to Barney's lap, who startles Barney, and Barney gets mad and escorts the goat out. He doesn't realize it's Hudge's goat, so he just pushes him outside. Find it interesting that Barney just pushes him out to the street rather than, trying to take him somewhere. Well, Andy walks in, and, you hear these blasts continue through the episode, and Andy asks if there's been any telephone calls, and Barney says, no, just Miss Vickers, and says every time she hears a blast, she wants to know if it's the Yankee cannons. And so, sure enough, a blast occurs, and phone rings, and it's Miss Vickers, and Andy says, no, we're still holding on to Richmond. So she thinks the war's still going on. But a few seconds later, Hudge rushes into the courthouse and says, Jimmy's gone, And Barney then realizes that Jimmy was the goat that was in his lap just a few minutes ago. And so they all go looking for him, and Hudge, Andy, and Barney. And then we see Jimmy wander into an old shed where they're storing the dynamite for the blast. Now, again, and this is a Mayberry-type item. How many towns do you know where the sheriff and the deputy will put down what they're doing to go help find a goat? But that's the kind of people we had in Mayberry, and the kind of person Andy and Barney were. They didn't even think twice about it. So they're looking in one, it looks like a back alley, and Otis happens to be back there, and of course he's drinking something, and Otis runs into Andy and Barney in the alley, and he gets startled because he has to hide his alcohol right quick. And so Andy and Barney tell him they're looking, for a goat, and they go around the corner and they see Opie on a bicycle. Opie says he saw a goat in the shed, so Andy and Barney go to the shed, and Jimmy the goat's already wandered out there, but they find Jimmy's rope, and they find some eaten dynamite. Now, here's where I think you start to see where Don Knotts is famous for being able to get the shakes, I like to call them. Like, remember his movie, The Shakiest Gun in the West? Barney goes in this shed, and he flicks on a lighter, and there he sees the box of dynamite, and he starts to shake. And you see this on an episode of Andy Griffith's Show where he actually goes into the haunted house and he shakes like that. It's something you'd see him do in other movies. So, again, it was something that Don Knotts really made a career of, being able to do these types of things. And then they start going around and find Jimmy. They don't find Jimmy, and we see a scene where Hudge is actually walking toward the courthouse, and he sees Jimmy just walks in the courthouse ahead of him. And Hudge is mad at Jimmy the Goat, and he's getting ready to give him a swift kick to teach him a lesson. And Andy Barney stop him and tell him that, you know, I wouldn't kick that goat if I were you, because one swift kick, and as Barney would say, bluey, the goat's full of dynamite. So they put Jimmy in cell block number two and fill it full of hay. They take the pillows, put it up against the wall, and take the bed, put it up against the wall. Then they call the blasting engineer. And as they're standing around talking to the blasting engineer, trying to figure out what to do, the mayor walks in. He's got a cigar, and Barney runs up to it with the fire extinguisher and grabs a cigar, throws it down, and puts it out. And the mayor's upset till he understands what's going on. So they're still trying to talk about what they're going to do with Jimmy. And the engineer says, you know, if there was a blast, because the walls are so thick, the blast would probably go straight up. And the mayor realizes his office is straight upstairs, so he runs to go get some what he calls important papers to get out of there. But before he leaves, you know, the mayor says, why don't we shoot the goat? Obviously, the mayor's not thinking, why would you shoot a goat loaded full of dynamite? And so Andy sort of straightens him out, says, you know, once you shoot the goat and he hits the ground, what do you think's going to happen? So Andy and Barney, the mayor leaves, and Andy and Barney leave the courthouse to go get some more hay. They want to pad the cell a little bit more. And after they leave, no one's in the courthouse, and all of a sudden we see Otis coming around the corner. And, of course, he's had a snootful, as they'll say on the Andy Griffith Show. And again, this is funny because Otis is locked out of the courthouse, and he's yelling trying to get in. And once he can't get in, he says, it must be a holiday. And to think that the sheriff and deputy take holidays off is funny in and of itself. But what's even funnier is Otis reaches into his pocket, pulls out his own key, and unlocks the courthouse door. Again, this is just a great writing by the Andy Griffith Show. So again, as Andy and as Otis goes in, we see a funny little scene here where Otis actually gets into the cell. And the bed, remember, the bed has been put sideways up against the wall. And Otis is drunk, so he makes two attempts at trying to jump into the bed, which is on the side of the wall. And, of course, hits the ground very hard. And this is sort of funny. And then all of a sudden, as he's laying there on the floor, the goat comes right up to him. And Otis looks at him and thinks it's his uncle. Then he realizes that it's a goat. And Otis pulls the goat out and pushes him around. And all of a sudden, the goat starts shaking his head. It's obviously the goat's mad, so Otis runs in his cell and locks the door. All of a sudden, Andy comes in carrying some hay, and he sees the mad goat, and he drops the hay and runs and jumps on his desk. It's one of the few times you see Andy get mad. And he's telling Otis what's going on, and all of a sudden, Barney comes in. Barney gets scared and jumps on the desk as well, so you got Andy and Barney squatted down on the desk, and they're scared to death. And then they show Otis in the cell, realizing the goat has dynamite and getting mad, so Otis sticks his head under the hay. So again, they got three men afraid of a goat who's in there shaking his head. So Andy comes up with a great idea. He gets Barney to play his French harp or the harmonica, and he figures it will calm Jimmy the goat down, which it does. And during this scene, they show a couple of different views of Jimmy. And if you watch him, he'll wiggle his right ear, then wiggle his left ear, one at a time. It's sort of funny to see the goat do this. You wonder if the people shooting this episode actually did that on purpose. But you see him wiggle both ears one at a time, and they probably did. But anyway, Andy gets off the desk very slowly and tells Barney to get off the desk slowly, but keep playing the French harp. And Andy puts a rope around the neck, and he and Barney lead Jimmy out of town. And you see him going down Main Street and then going out of town on a dirt road and to get the goat out of there to try to make it safe. And what we find out a little bit later is they stake Jimmy in a field way away from everyone. So in the final scene of this episode, they come back in the courthouse, and Andy calls the blaster and tells him he can resume his blasting, because all this time while the goat was loaded, they stopped the blasting because they didn't want to have a chain reaction. So Andy has to call back to the blasting engineer and tell him he can resume his blasting. Then Andy and Barney decide to go out the back of the courthouse to take care of some business. And then Hudge and the mayor come in. Now, again, they don't realize that Andy and Barney are out back, so they come in and all of a sudden, they hear the blast. And remember, they know the blasting has stopped, so they immediately assume, and they take their hats off at the same time, that Andy and Barney and Jimmy went bluey. So Hudge and the mayor, particularly the mayor, starts giving what could be considered a great eulogy, and they say really amazing things about Andy and Barney. And while they're saying this, Andy and Barney sneak back in the back door, and they listen to what's being said about them. You got to admit, you don't get many chances where people think you're dead and saying things about you. So they listen to what's being said about them, and all of a sudden they speak up, and the mayor realizes they're alive, and he said all this for nothing and got heard saying these things, so he gets mad and storms out. So again, this is the case of the loaded goat. I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but this aired on January 28th, 1963, and was written by Harvey Bullock and directed by Bob Sweeney. So again, the loaded goat, an unusual and different Andy Griffith Show episode. Now, trivia question. Again, by watching the episode, you can find the answer to this trivia question. When Otis looks at the goat and thinks it's his uncle, what was the uncle's name? Again, what was the uncle's name when Otis looks at the goat and says, "Hey, uncle," what was that uncle's name? If you think to know the answer, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. And there beside the episode name, which again is The Loaded Goat, you'll see in parentheses the name of Otis's uncle. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.